A few days ago, I received an email from our beloved brother in Christ here in Mexico named Vicente. You might recall that when I first met Vicente, which in itself was a miracle, and began to speak the word of God to him in Spanish, that this man, this grown middle-aged man, began to weep, and we were connected right there in the Lord, and we've stayed in fellowship, and we've been able to reach a lot of people, because once people are ministered to and evangelized, many times Brother Vicente is one of the people who takes it up from there, since he's a native Spanish speaker, a native Mexican, and a seasoned man of God in the Word, an elder of Christ in the body. He takes the ministry from that point forward, which has really been a blessing, and definitely by divine design, the body of Christ, each member working to bring the glory to Jesus Christ. Amen. And also, you might recall that a few months ago, Vicente, he has four children and a lovely wife, and he was in need of some car repairs. His car was being repaired and he didn't have the money. And so I let that need be known to you guys, and you gave, and he got his vehicle out of the shop. And as a result of your love for God and our brother Vicente, well, recently he sent me a message concerning a lady he had met, a single mother, a young lady who has three boys, 10 and under in age, and he sent a picture and asked if we could help or pray for her and try to find some work for her. And so I contacted the lady, and her name is Clara, and I had her do some work for me, and then also thinking that she was going to receive what amounts to 20 or 30 bucks. And she was really, really heavy, real heavy while she was working. And I didn't tell her till the end, but when I pulled out the money that you guys gave, personally, I've never been in real life in a situation where I saw somebody that was so broken. Let's talk a little bit about it today, my friends. It's you and your prayers and love offerings that made God smile, I could say, but you made her day. You made her week. You made her month. You made her year, I think I can confidently say, after witnessing the impact of the love of God in you guys. We live in a fallen world, and as is far too common, this dear woman is carrying a load. She's carrying burdens that God never intended a woman to carry. They are the weaker vessel. Women are to marry and bear children and be keepers at home, 1 Timothy 5:14, while the husband, who is ordained and mandated by God to work, to provide for that family so that mother can be in the home with the children, nurturing, feeding, loving them, and instilling in them the Word of God. But yet this lady, through unfortunate circumstances of her husband, has found herself having to do everything, including provide for her three boys. Her husband was doing some things that endangered her and the children, and he's in another state. And so here we are, and God's word tells us, Proverbs 19:17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth or gives unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he, God, pay him again. I love that verse. You can be confident that if you give your last amount of money, even like the widow with the two mites at the end of Mark 12, Jesus sees that. And what does it say here? That which he hath given, we give, will he, God, pay him again. God will make that up to you. I didn't even hint that God's going to give you $10 for every dollar you give. That's not what the Bible teaches. But God is watching, and your labor of love before the Lord to help his people is going to be rewarded, not only now, but later, eternally. God, of Hebrews 6:10, is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love the love of God working in you and flowing through you, the labor of love, which he has showed toward his name, in that he hath ministered to the saints and do minister. That's Hebrews 6:10. God is not going to forget. He sees, as we see in these scriptures, what you have given, and he is going to reward you. Clara thought she was just coming over to do some work to clean the new apartment that I have, and I just wanted to help her in compliance with what Brother Vicente asked us to do in finding Clara some work. And so she was, as I said earlier, she was probably expecting the typical wage for cleaning a one-bedroom apartment of $20 or $30 at the most in Mexican money. But God and you guys, since you knew of the need, had more in mind than just $20 or $30. But I'll let her speak to you in her exact words, and I'll read them to you and let her speak to you. Upon receiving the cash that you sent, which is a large amount, if you will, in the Mexican economy. And so when the work was finished and when I reached into my pocket and handed her the wad of cash, Clara broke down uncontrollably in tears for a long time. She was literally shaking and sobbing. Tears were flowing down her face. The blessing that God gave her through you guys literally put her into a type of shock. You, my friends, are guilty of praying for and doing the will of God by loving other people. This couldn't happen without God first and you guys stepping up. Clara, here's the raw version of her words, literally, as she put them into Google Translate, because I'm not a fluent Spanish speaker. And this is how it came out in English. And these are her words of gratitude for what God did through you, through your love, the love of God in you. Inasmuch as you have done it, Jesus said, unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Matthew 25. And the whole time she was cleaning the apartment, I was away for part of that. But when I came back, the heaviness, I didn't know what was going on in her life, really. I guess I had an idea, but not the depth of it. She was very, very heavy, as can be understood, as you'll see in her testimony here, her reaction to your love offering. Here's what she said after she composed herself from crying and sobbing and weeping. Quote, seriously, thank you so much. This means a lot to me. I've really struggled a lot. I'm sorry I cried, but I'm very sentimental, basically saying I'm very touched right now. She continues, no one has ever done anything like this for me. Many people approach me with bad intentions, and some, knowing my need, try to take advantage of it. Tell your friends, that would be you guys, because I told her this blessing comes from friends, friends of God, the body of Christ. Tell your friends, she says, that I'm so grateful for what they're doing or have done for me. I'll never tire of thanking them because honestly, I had nothing left to feed my children at home. Wow. And this will help me buy groceries so they can eat well. I'm not tired, she continues, to be honest. In other words, I'm not worn out, and here's why. What motivates me are my children. Without them, my life would have no meaning. I came to work with you today because of them, and I'm leaving happy, knowing that my life will gradually improve. Now all I want is to go back home to see my children and to be able to cook them something delicious because I know they're waiting for me. Unquote. Clara. Wow. And after she spoke of cooking for her boys, I asked Clara if we could go to the grocery store on the way home, and we did, and we went and we brought a large basket packed full of food, as you'll see in the pictures. So this family has food for weeks at least, because you stepped up and you said, yes, Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to give out of what you've given me to bless this family in need. Amen. Proverbs 16:19, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil or the riches with the proud. Proverbs 16:19. So as we close here, while this was all happening, we're at the store, and in my mind, I'm wondering, do I have this much in the account? Anyway, so while all this was happening and the basket was being filled up one item at a time throughout this very large store, one of you guys wired $150. And guess how much that whole basket of products, food, etc., amounted to, came out to, what it cost? $150. Now, if you don't think God was working in this whole thing, there was no plan in this thing to go buy her $150 or any groceries at all after giving her that wad of cash that you guys gave. But while we were doing that, somebody, one of you blessed culprits, wired the exact amount that that basket was going to cost, that basket of goods. Absolutely amazing. God bless you, friends. It's such a blessing to labor, to be fellow laborers, fellow helpers with the Lord, as 3 John 8 speaks about. And let us be reminded of the words of the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 through 9. Paul says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for this opportunity, and let there be more ahead, Lord. Let there be more as you would ordain and order each step and person involved for us to help others. And we ask for Clara to be blessed and her children, for them to all be saved and to walk in the truth of God, to come to the knowledge of the truth. We celebrate you, dear Lord Jesus, and we look for your soon return. We're seeing all of these things come to pass in the earth as you foretold, and we lift up our head and look up, for our redemption, your return, draweth nigh. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.